12 band room hacks to make your life easier. Back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
We all come up with those little hacks and tips and ideas that help us to do a much better job of teaching band or just making some of our other duties a little simpler. So I'm going to give you 12 band room hacks that I've used myself or taken from ideas from other people that have worked for them. Hack number one, put tape on the floor or the carpet for chair setup. I've always done it just the ends of the rows and the middle of the row. I like to have an aisle in the middle of my room, so I tape that aisle. But I've heard of people actually putting the entire chair setup in tape. Duct tape has worked really well for me on tile floors and on the industrial type carpeting. But Velcro can also work if you put the sticky side down of one of the pieces of Velcro onto the carpet. Some people swear by that and say that it lasts for several years. The duct tape for me usually lasts the entire school year. Hack number two, buy one of those tool bins with drawers for storing reeds. You can label them and put that they're clarinet reeds, saxophone reeds, whatever the case might be. You can usually find these type of bins with drawers at Home Depot or at Walmart in the hardware section. Tip number three, mark off an area for tuba parking. This might be in your storage room or in your band room if you don't have enough room in the storage room. I've used this also for percussion, especially marching percussion that is usually stored somewhere that's hard to get to during the rest of the year, but in marching band season, we need it out every day. Well, if you don't give a parking area to it, the students will tend to just leave it in different spots every day, right in the middle of the timpani section or right next to the flutes, someplace that it's very inconvenient. But if you give it a parking area and put a sign on it, you'll have to train them once or twice that that's the area it goes to, and then it will make your band room much neater and cleaner. Hack number four, get a pegboard installed on your wall for percussion instruments like tambourines, Latin percussion. This usually works better than a cabinet, but you must train the students not to play with the instruments if they don't belong to that section. The best way to do this is to actually get your percussion section leader to enforce this. For some reason, students think that when they see an instrument auxiliary percussion out, for example, that it means that they can play it. They don't do that with a clarinet or a trumpet, or they shouldn't, but they think with auxiliary percussion, then it's allowable. So train them not to do that. But a pegboard for hanging those things up, it makes it very accessible and very easy to see that it's been put back. Hack number five, have a filing drawer or basket that you pass around or put near the door for stuff that students need to turn in. For example, permission slips or money from their fundraiser or things like that where they're turning something into you. Instead of collecting that and spending several minutes of class time to collect those, just have a bin by the door or a bin that you pass around for people to turn those things in. Hack number six, print out goals and objectives that you laminate and you put on your whiteboard with a magnetic clip. This especially works well for beginning groups that you're using a method book and you're going to use that same method book and you have admin that wants to see what is the objective for today. You can write it every day. That's what I usually do, but I'm thinking about using this hack to make it easier for me in the future because my goals and objectives are oftentimes the same thing. So I'm writing the same things day after day or year after year. Hack number seven, if you have to accept a lot of payments, have a payment box that kind of looks like a mailbox with envelopes and instructions. So for example, the instructions might say, place your fundraiser money in this envelope, put your name on the envelope, seal it, and deposit it in the box. Some way to keep things a little bit more organized. Hack number 8, you can get pencil clips for your music stands on Amazon. These attach very nicely to the underside lip of the stand, and they hold pencils so that students can have them available to mark their music. Hack number 9, place extra cords on wall hangers. Make sure that the cords are rolled up. These are like extension cords and sound cords. This especially works well if you have a pretty extensive jazz band program where you're using a sound system regularly, or the sound system for marching band, something to keep the cords and pieces of the sound system organized. Hack number 10, for attendance, put your attendance sheet in a page protector, maybe as a arc type of thing. If you use an arc in your band room, I print out my attendance sheets online. There's a place that you can print out an arc, and you can customize it to however many chairs you have in your band room, including leaving spaces in certain spots. So I print one of those out, and that's my attendance sheet, but I put it in this page protector, so now I can take attendance using an expo marker. I also put the schedule for the bell schedule. We have 3 different schedules per week at the school I'm at now. We have a Monday advisory day where students meet with advisory for 25 minutes, and then they have the other 7 classes. On Wednesday, we have an early release day, and so that has its own schedule. And then Tuesday, Thursday, Friday is our normal schedule. So I actually put this onto the attendance sheet, so that as I'm losing track of time as I teach, I just glance down at that, and that reminds me of when I need to let the students pack up. Hack number 11, if you have a lot of school-owned instruments, write the serial number on the case. There's silver and black, and probably other colors too, permanent type of markers that would make it very easy to do this. Hack number 12, use tape to divide the whiteboard for the classes. I like to put my agenda up on the whiteboard. In the past, I used a PowerPoint presentation, but that just seemed like extra work for me. So I put it up on the whiteboard, but I've divided the whiteboard into my 5 classes so that they can see where their info is up. And I put that up. I write that in the afternoon before. So when I arrive to school every day, everything is ready to go, and I can just focus on that day. So these were 12 band room hacks. I hope that they make your life easier like they've made mine.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.